Good morning. It's Father Eli here at St. Joe's and Our Lady of Fatima once again. It's Thursday, so today we begin the Sacred Triduum, and just wanted to spend a little bit of time talking about Tenebrae. Tenebrae service is something that goes back a long ways in the church. It's part of the divine office during these days. It's something that has been maybe less celebrated or less focused on in the last years since the Vatican Council. But it's still something that's celebrated throughout the church. Different places kind of do it. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of effort to do the Tenebrae services. And so that's part of why it's probably not done more often, probably done by religious houses where they are used to singing the divine office. The Tenebrae service consists of Lauds and Matins for the Triduum days, so Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday. Early in the morning, you would celebrate these hours and sing the psalms and so forth. So it's psalms, antiphons, readings, prayers, and so forth. And it's a long service. If you do the full thing, each day would be in the neighborhood of an hour to 2 hours. So it's a lot of singing. It's a lot of work. But there's different forms that it's taken. Some other churches have done similar things. And there's abbreviated versions and so forth. So it is a beautiful practice, something that I first saw when I was in college, something that I attended when I was, I forget what year in college, but there was a group of sisters who would do a Tenebrae service every year, and so I would go to that. It's a beautiful thing, but it's kind of unique. I would say it's not for the faint of heart. If it's something that you don't get excited about singing or listening to sacred music, probably not something you would really enjoy that much. The whole idea of it is to kind of be a funeral service or a meditation upon Christ's passion. And so it's a very somber service, a very sort of sad service. It has to do with kind of the departure of the Lord from our lives. And so to symbolize that, there's a number of candles that are slowly over the time, over the period of the service, extinguished to kind of symbolize the fading of the light. So it's a rich symbolic service, something that I think would be wonderful if we could someday do, or I'd love to kind of encourage it to someday do that, but I don't know how that would happen, but it's something I've thought about, and it'd be beautiful. But if nothing else, maybe just to understand that there's even greater ways to enter into the depths of the richness of these days of Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday. So Tenebrae is one way to do that, and not this year, but perhaps in some year in the future, we would offer some form of Tenebrae to allow people, if they so choose, to come to the church and celebrate these beautiful liturgies as part of that. I have been working with Kristen Fleming to perhaps offer some divine office prayers, whether we do it Sunday morning or Saturday evening, Vespers or morning prayer or something like that. So we're working on trying to do that maybe for Easter. Not sure exactly how it's all going to shake out yet, but praying the divine office is something that the church encourages us to do, and it is something that we can either do very simply, where we would just recite it, or something where we sing it. And you could do it in English, you could do it in Latin. So there's lots of ways you can celebrate the Liturgy of the Hours, but I think it's something that I'd like to encourage, especially now as we're in this time. But I think it's been on my heart to try to encourage people to pray the divine office, whether they pray the whole thing, which I don't expect, or just maybe a few of the hours or here and there or once a week or whatever. Some people pray night prayer, some people pray evening prayer, some people pray morning prayer. Some people just pray with other people now and then, but it's a celebration of the public worship of the church, as I've mentioned in the past. So we have Mass and we have the Divine Office, both which are considered the public worship of the church. So hopefully we can continue encouraging and helping people to pray the Divine Office in different forms. If you haven't ever done it before, it's a little daunting to take it on, but it's something that, given a little practice and with the right resources, can be not too difficult to do. So hope you're doing well. Just a couple of announcements. You may or may not be aware, but we are going to be streaming the services, the Triduum services. So tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday night. So tonight, Holy Thursday at 7 p.m. Tomorrow night, Good Friday at 7 p.m. And Easter Vigil on Saturday at 8:30 p.m. So these are all streamed. They can't be recorded for later watching. So you have to tune in as they're happening. So the way to do that is to go on either our Facebook page, which we've been streaming the Masses on, or you can go now to our own parish website, cuyunacatholic.org, and there's links there that'll bring you to a YouTube stream where we're going to be doing it on YouTube, so that it's more accessible to those, because not everybody uses Facebook or has a Facebook account, so this should make it more available. And so you can share with your friends, share with your family members, and hopefully it's a way for people to participate in these beautiful Triduum services. So hope you are well and staying close to our Lord these days. And God bless you. I'll try to keep you informed of what's afoot as I find out. So God bless you. Thanks.